Army recruitment reached its highest level in 15 years, according to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. This increase comes after recent challenges with recruitment, including significant shortfalls in the past few years. Hegseth shared the news on X, stating, "In December 2024, the U.S. Army had its best recruiting number in 12 years. In January 2025, the Army hit its best recruiting number in 15 years. The Army reports 346 new recruits daily in December. The U.S. Army enlisted nearly 350 new soldiers per day in December 2024. The Army touted its recruitment achievement on X, recent shortfalls in Army recruitment, and new targets. In 2022, the Army missed its target of 60,000 recruits by 15,000. Similarly, in 2023, the Army fell short of its 65,000 enlistment target by 15,000. However, in 2024, the Army successfully met its revised goal of 55,000 recruits. The Army is optimistic about surpassing its recruitment goals in 2025. Officials have set a target of 61,000 recruits. The Army announced last month it believes it will recruit 61,000 new soldiers and 20,000 additional recruits through the delayed entry program for 2026. Army Secretary nominee criticizes recruitment goals. Daniel Driscoll, President Donald Trump's nominee for Army Secretary, raised concerns during his confirmation hearing last Thursday. Driscoll suggested that the Army's recruitment goals have been set too low and called for further action. "For the last 3-4 years, we've missed our goals," Driscoll said during his confirmation hearing. "Even the goals we hit from the outside, it seems as if the Army lowered their goals. The best analogy I heard is the Army threw the dart at the dartboard and then drew the bullseye around where the dart landed. That's not the best way to staff an Army. We have the fewest number of active soldiers that we've had since World War II, even as conflict is erupting around the world.